Oh, madam, you never saw him, perhaps, since you were mistress of £20,000. You only knew him when you were capitulating with Worthy for a settlement, which, perhaps, might encourage him to be a little loose and unmannerly with you.
What do you mean, madam?
My meaning needs no interpretation, madam.
Better it had, madam, for methinks you're too plain.
If you mean the plainness of my person, I think your ladyship as plain as me to the full.
Were I assured of that, I should be glad to take up with a dissolute officer as you do.
Again, looky, madam, you're in your own house.
And if you had kept in yours, I should have excused you.
Don't be troubled, madam. I shan't desire to have my visit returned.
The sooner, therefore, you make an end of this, the better. Lucy! Lucy!
I'm easily advised to follow my inclinations. So, madam, your humble servant.
Saucy thing.
What's the matter, madam?
Did you not see the proud nothing? How she swells upon the arrival of her fellow?
Her fellow's not been long enough arrived to occasion any great swelling, madam. I don't believe she's seen him yet.
Nor shan't, if I can help it. Let me see. I have it. Lucy, bring me pen and ink. Hold, I'll go right in my closet.
An answer to this letter, I hope, madam.
Who sent it?
Your captain, madam.
Captain Brazen. He's a fool and I'm tired of him. Send it back unopened.
The messenger's gone, madam.
Then how shall I send an answer? Call him back immediately while I go right.
Scene 4, in which Captain Plume pays a visit to Sylvia's father, Justice Balance, to renew their friendship.
Looky, Captain, give us more blood for our money and you shan't want men. Odds be life. Get us another victory and I'll go myself for a soldier.
Pray, Mr. Balance, how does your fair daughter?
Oh, Captain, what is my Sylvia to such a victory? We're upon a nobler subject. I want to have a particular description of the Battle of Blenheim.
All I know of the matter is our general commanded us to beat the French. And we did so. And if he pleases to say the word, we'll do it again. But pray, sir, how does Sylvia?
Still upon Sylvia? For shame, Captain. You're engaged already. Wedded to the war. Victory is your mistress. And it is below a soldier to think of any other.
As a mistress, I confess. But as a friend...
Come, come, never mince the matter. Would not you debauch my daughter if you could? Captain, once I was young and once an officer as you are. And I can guess at your thoughts now by what mine were then. And I remember very well that I would have given one of my legs to have deluded the daughter of an old plain country gentleman as like me as I was then, like you.
But, sir, was that country gentleman your friend and benefactor?
Oh, not much of that.
There the comparison breaks. The favours, sir, that you have
done... If I have done you any service, Captain, forced to please myself... And if I could part with my girl, you should have her as soon as any young fellow I know. But she's at her own disposal. She has £1,500 in her pocket. And so... Ah, Sylvia.
Father, here is an urgent letter come by the post from London.
And here is a gentleman from Germany.
Captain Plume.
Sylvia.
Captain, you'll excuse me. I'll go read my letter.
Sir, you're welcome to England.
You're indebted to me a welcome, madam, since the hopes of receiving it from your fair hand was the principal cause of my seeing England.
I have often heard that soldiers were sincere.
Madam, I swear by the honour of my profession... that whatever dangers I went upon, it was with the hope of making myself more worthy of your esteem. And if I ever had thoughts of preserving my life, it was for the pleasure of dying at your feet.
Well, well, you shall die at my feet, or where you will. But you know, sir, there is a certain will and testament to be made beforehand.
My will, madam, is made already, and, here it is. If you please to open that parchment, which was drawn the evening before the Battle of Blenheim, you will find whom I left my heir.
Mistress Sylvia Balance. Well, Captain, this is a handsome and a substantial compliment. But I can assure you I am much better pleased with the bare knowledge of your intention than I should have been in the possession of your legacy.
Madam, My master has received some ill news from London. He desires to speak with you immediately. And he begs the captain's pardon that he can't wait on him as he promised.
Ill news? I'll leave you to comfort him. But be assured that if my life and fortune can be any way serviceable to the father of my Sylvia, he shall freely command both.
The necessity...